In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today, prophetically declaring the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I called you from the beginning. I've called you from the beginning. From the beginning, I've called you. Lift up your hands and worship me. Lift up your hands and worship me. For I called you from the beginning, and I have plans for you, plans to give you more than you've ever received, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I am breathing fresh life upon my people. Be filled now with the power of my Holy Spirit. May every cell and atom in your body be electrified by the love of my Spirit, by my tangible presence. You are created to carry and to release my glory. For I have more than you could ask, think, or imagine planned for your life. I have predestined your life before the beginning of the world. I have a plan and a purpose for you to walk into, but I am waiting for you to take the first step, even as my son called Peter out of the boat to walk on water. Peter had to take the first step in faith. I am calling you today out of the boat to take a step in faith for you to come into your destiny, for you to come into your inheritance. Right now, the fire of God is filling you. You have been inflowed by my Holy Spirit, but you have lost your fire. Be set ablaze now in Jesus, my son's mighty name, for you to walk in the glory of God, for you to do the exploits in which I have created for you to do. For I have miracles, divine appointments, healings and wonders for you to walk into upon this earth. May my glory be released over your life now.
Do not say, not me, because I am weak. Do not say, not me, for I am weak. I tell you, it is for you that my presence comes. It is for you that my glory comes. It is for you that my power comes. Do not say, not for me. No, it is for you. You say, but no one knows me. That's the best kind, that no one knows me, so I can be used powerfully in the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The glory of God is the atmosphere of heaven. The glory of God is the atmosphere of heaven. And in the atmosphere of heaven, everything in heaven is accessible. Right now, everything is accessible to you. Divine healing, divine provision, divine, not divine healing, but divine health, that you walk as my son walked in this world in health, in miracles, and in power. We release power upon your life now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, restoration of families is being released. Healing of your children is being released. Healing of lineage is being released now. May the blood of Jesus cleanse your blood. Blood diseases are being healed. Blood diseases are being healed now. The atmosphere of heaven is the glory of God. Ask for my glory, says the Lord. Ask for my glory to electrify and to fill every substance of your body. You walk in the heavenly realms, looking down upon earth. You pray from heaven down. Pray from heaven down. Pray from heaven down. Receive the God-like perspective as you see the world, as I see the world from heaven, seeing that what seems like a mountain in your life is nothing but a molehill for me, that as you praise me, as you worship me, as you adore me, that I take care of your problems. When you are consumed with me, then I consume your problems. As you just praise God, as you praise me, as you worship me, that I take care of everything in your life. Do not look upon the world. Look only upon my face. Look only upon my son. Be filled by my spirit, and my spirit will do the work for you.
For I tell you, people who are bleeding, I stop the blood now in the name of Jesus. I stop the blood now by the power of the Spirit. I stop the blood now. I had two people last week that were bleeding, and we prayed that the blood would stop, and it stopped. I stop the blood now in Jesus' name by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I have plans for you, plans that you do have no imagine. You can't even imagine what I have for you, because you need to step out of the boat, step out of the boat, step out of the boat. Step out of the boat. Step out of the... Do not look at the waves. Do not listen to the wind. Step out of the boat. I am there to catch you. Step out of the boat.
Sayana mare mayavo. Orama mare nananayana masote. This next season in your life will be a season of promotion. This is why the testing has being occurred. There is never promotion without the testing. There is never promotion without the testing. I want to promote you in this next season into your life, that you will carry a new realm of glory, new realm of power, new realm of kingdom finance. I am releasing kingdom finances in your life. I do not want my children in a series of lack, but I have created you, and I supply abundance in every area of your life, an abundant life for you, and a victory in every area of your life. I'm going to destroy the glory blockers, these blocks that block my glory from inhabiting your soul and oozing into every inch of your life. The disappointments, the fear, the depression, the anxiety, the control, be gone now. When you let me control your life, when you let the Spirit of God take full control of your life, then you gain control of every area of your life. Because every area that you give control to me, you let me control every area of your life, then I prosper it. I give you abundant life. I want you to walk in abundant life today. Will you give me control of every area of your life so I can flourish you, my child? So I can flourish you and give you abundant life. In Jesus' name, the glory, the glory, the glory is releasing abundant life. It is seeping into your spirit, into your soul, into your body. Divine health is coming upon you now in Jesus' name. Divine finance now in Jesus' name.
I will give you everything that you need and more. Everything that you need and more. I am a God who gives. I have given you my spirit. I have given you my son. I have given you myself. I am a God who gives. God who gives. Know that. You must be a person who receives. The only thing you need to do is to receive. To receive the blessings. To receive the blessings. I am the one who gives. I gave my son. I gave my spirit. I give all to you. Now you must receive. Be a receiver. Tell the Lord, I receive. I believe. I believe and I receive in Jesus' name.
Just receive the Holy Spirit now as the glory is released upon your life. And the gifts and the glory are released as we praise the Lord. Hore manana yana orana. Nana rena no yoro nana se. Orana na yo. Ro nana na yana ma.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are so worthy, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You are a Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Lord.
I am the Lord of Lords and the Kings of Kings. As I am a king in this world, so are you. And kings make decrees over their land. All of this earth is my land. So now in Jesus' name, Father Tom will make decrees over your life.
I decree health in the name of Jesus. I decree money flowing from heaven in the name of Jesus. I decree prosperity in the name of Jesus. I decree love in the name of Jesus. I decree love in the name of Jesus. I decree love in the name of Jesus.
I decree a portal of heaven is opening over you wherever you are listening now in Jesus' name. And the portal of heaven is releasing the glory of God, the atmosphere of heaven, that you are being filled by the power of God, that you are receiving a foretaste of heaven now upon earth, that you are being filled from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet with God's divine life. With the light of Christ, with the wisdom and the knowledge of heaven, that you will walk forth in a new realm of glory of God from this instant on, and you will do the marvelous and powerful works that Jesus created you to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. We're looking at the School of the Holy Spirit. Between July 16th and 22nd, we need people to call up and come to this. This is a school where you will learn how to minister to people. Learn how to minister to people. Today you need to sign up and you go to, what's it called?
Days of Glory.org.
Daysofglory.org. Register for it. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be in the country. There's plenty of places to pray, plenty of places to walk, plenty of places to do things for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's at Anna Maria College in Paxton, Massachusetts. Anna Maria College in Paxton, Massachusetts. It's $415, and that's for all meals and all furnishing, sleeping arrangements, $415. That's cheap.
So you get a whole week in the glory of God, July 16th to 22nd. You get your room, board, and meals for $415. And 7 hours of praise and worship, being with Jesus every day. That's like one night in a hotel in Boston. So please come. If you're here right now, God's choosing you for the better. He's choosing you for the more, for the glory. Ephesians 2:10 talks about God has predestined things for your life that are prepared and waiting for you to walk into. You know, as we spoke about, Jesus called Peter out of the boat to walk on water. But Peter needed to make that first step of faith. And I'm sure it was hard for him, but Peter walked on water. And he would have kept doing it until he took his eyes off Jesus. But then Jesus pulled him right back up. So I think right now, if you're listening, for some of you, the Holy Spirit and the glory of God is coming upon you. And like Peter, Jesus is calling you to take a step out of the boat in a step of faith. That he is predestined, Jesus in your life predestined you to come to this school. In the book of Proverbs, it says, hope deferred, make the heart sick. And don't defer your hope. Just come, take a step out. So the glory of God, a new recess of God's love could fill you. July 16th till the 22nd, just go to daysofglory.org. You know, it wasn't until I walked into this meeting that my life changed. I always went to church and I knew about Jesus, but I never knew him personally. Because the only way we can know Jesus is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent us the Advocate, the Guide, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. We honor you. Which he sent And he reveals the love of the Son, which who Jesus takes us to the Father. And when we receive the Holy Spirit and truly know Jesus, we come into our inheritance, into our destiny, that within you, destiny, when God created you, you were created for a very specific plan and a purpose. You have divine appointments with people that only you can reach, that people only you can save, that accesses of the Father's love that only you can receive. But to get activated in the Spirit, you need to be where the glory is. You need to be where the atmosphere of heaven is. You need to be where God has called you to be. So a lot of you right now, God is calling you to daysofglory.org. If you can't go for the whole week, come for a day. It's in Paxton, Massachusetts, at Anna Marie College. You know, we didn't start this off to be like a big thing for the school, but this is where the Holy Spirit's leading us for you. What we would do, you want to be able to prophesy as me and Father Tom were just doing? You know, as we praise the Lord, then we worship him in the glory and his Spirit falls upon us. And Jesus lets us see into the heavenly dimensions, into the heavens, and get a taste what God wants to release on this earth in your life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So God, before he created you, he already has plans for our lives. And if we're walking in anxiety, confusion, depression, it's because we're trying to carry out our own plans for our life. But Jesus says, no, my son, my daughter, I have plans for you. I have plans for your life. And they are far better than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. You know, all our life, even when we have Jesus, we kind of, sometimes we walk in like fear, or we just don't walk in the fullness. But when we come into the plans and purposes which Jesus created us for, it becomes natural. And we become in perfect peace because we come in the plans where God created us for. So my whole life, when I was trying to do maybe business or partying or, you know, just have a regular job or anything, there was never any peace in my life. It just, you know, I was just striving. But as I came into the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus revealed the plans for my life, it just became natural. Like everything became calm in my life. And I just came into my purpose. And as I came into my purpose and my destiny, as I was in an atmosphere of heaven that the Holy Spirit revealed, suddenly everything in my life, I just knew this is why I was on this earth. I knew this is why I was created. This is why my destiny. I'm doing what Jesus created me to do. And suddenly there was peace and excitement and the river began to flow in my life. But God wants the river to flow into your life. But you got to get to where the river is. Father, tell them about when you were selling encyclopedias, trying to figure out your life path with Jesus.
Oh, no, there were yellow pages.
Yeah.
Yellow pages. And I thought I would make money. I was in one of the towns near Medford, Somerville. And there were some kids sitting on the church steps. And I sat with them and I told them all about Jesus. I didn't give away too many yellow pages. I gained about $6.25. I said, this is not for me. My vocation is to tell people about Jesus. And the little children were listening about Jesus. No one had ever told them about Jesus. And maybe you're the one that no one ever told about Jesus, that Jesus loves you. Maybe no one ever told you that he has plans for you. Jesus has plans for you. I remember talking to Kathy Tierney. She said, you were the first one who told me that Jesus loved me. I said, that's sad. That's sad. I'm glad I did it. But that's sad. She had to wait all those years to find out that Jesus loved her. Jesus loves you. He loves you, and he wants to fill you with his glory. He wants to fill you with his presence. He wants to fill you with the atmosphere of heaven. He loves you. and he has plans for you. And don't say, not me. Don't say, not me. I have plans for you, but you must get out of the boat. You must take the first step. I am there to help you. I will not leave you or desert you. I am there to help you. I am there to help you.
The Lord keeps taking me back here, but this is for you. That God has predestined things for you. For you and you alone. For your life that are prepared and they're waiting for you to walk into. God created you and he has specific things predestined for you. And he is waiting for you to walk into them. A lot of times we're waiting on God. But God is waiting on us. He's waiting on you. Your mission was already planned for you before the foundation of the earth. While you're on this earth, God had already pre-planned a mission for you and for your life, and he predestined it. But he's waiting for you to walk into the fullness of this mission. And this is why when you step into your mission, it feels natural. God wants your life to feel natural. He wants every second of your life to feel natural. If you don't know what your mission is upon this earth, if your life doesn't feel natural and flowing in the river of God, please come. Come. Be with me. Be with Father. So the rivers of living water can begin to flow into your life. It's only stagnant water that gets muddy and dirty. But when the rivers flow and you begin to know why you were created and why God put you upon this earth, which is only done when you get to where the glory of God is, then the rivers will flow. And it's not ministry for everyone. Most people's ministry is in your workplace. It's maybe, it is whatever it is. There's no more holiness in being a priest or an evangelist than there is in being a mother, than being a son, than being a child. God has created and destined us for a specific office. If your office is a mother, then our holiness is, we're judged on how well do we serve God in the office he predestined you to be in. How well? If you are predestined to be a mother, God doesn't want you to be a nun. He wants you to serve him in your role as a mother and a wife and in your job. But it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit and the glory of God, which I release now in Jesus' name, that we understand our inheritance in the King of Glory and salvation. Right now, God is releasing an anointing that mothers-to-be, you've been trying to get pregnant, and it hasn't been happening. The Lord is breathing new life into every atom of your being now in Jesus' name.
Believe it. You've been going to doctors to get pregnant. Believe it that God wants you pregnant. How many times have I prayed for people? I remember praying for somebody in New York, and I prayed, and I said, I have something to tell you. And they said, what? I said, you're not going to only have one baby. You're going to have twins. And twins came. Yes, it's the Word of God that reveals to us the things that are about to happen.
And how that works is, Father, he resides in the glory realm, in the realm of the glory. You know, some people have gifts, and then there's the anointing, and then there's a realm of glory. And Father is pulling things prophetically from heaven. And as he is speaking from the realm of glory, that prophetic word that you can receive for you, that he's spoken to that woman's life, is heaven's blueprint and heaven plans for that lady's life. And as he speaks it forth, it becomes activated and burst in the spirit. And Father is pulling things from heaven into this earth so that you can receive it for your life. So Father has already prophetically spoken abundant life, divine finances, divine health, healing. In fact, right now there's such a thick atmosphere of glory that whatever you need from God, start decreeing it over your life. Start declaring it over your life. If it's for your children, if it's for your job, if it's for someone's salvation, if it's for you to have a more intimate relationship for Jesus, open your mouth now and start declaring it, because in the glory, there's an acceleration and these things will come to pass. if you say it with faith. The Lord says, speak to the mountain and it will be moved. Speak to the mountain with no doubt in your mind and it will come to pass. You know, God has given us portals of heaven, that our mouth is a portal that we can release heaven, that we can sing God's glory. Hanamare mayavo rama mandaria si kodavasia horiandala mandaria
hallelujah horiandala mandaria si kodavasia hallelujah praise you Lord God hallelujah you are worthy of our praise O Lord. Bless your name, bless your holy name, O Lord.
The Lord says new beginnings, new beginnings. You have been stuck. You have been stuck. You have felt like you've been in a pit, in a rut. I have new beginnings for you starting today, says the Lord. Move forward. Step out of the boat. It's been a tsunami around you. You've been paralyzed, afraid to step out in faith. Step out in faith with, keep your eyes on my son. And you will never fall, says the Lord. You will never fall. Peter walked on water, and he walked in faith, and he never fell until he took his eyes off Jesus. Keep your eyes upon my son, and you will flourish. Take the step out of the boat. Take the step out of the boat. Take the step out of the boat and do it now.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.